I want to go to Hebrews chapter 9. This is so powerful. We talked about this morning the prayer of agreement. And we're talking about the fact that Jesus speaks of agreement in such a term that it is so powerful. It speaks of more than just two people agreeing in prayer about one thing. He's talking about agreeing in your walk together, agreeing as a body of people together, for couples agreeing. And we challenge people this morning to take a whole week and just agree. Find something to agree on. Praise the Lord. And just don't disagree about anything. See if you can do it. It's a tall order. Because the flesh loves to talk and just carry on. And wants to be right. And it's a challenge. But I think we can meet that challenge. But I want you to read here in Hebrews 9. We'll look at that other scripture in just a second. It says, verse 11, "But Christ, being come and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of bulls and of goats, and of the ashes of an heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifies to the purifying of the flesh." In other words, the Lord had to give Israel prescribed sacrifices to say, if you want to come near to me, you have to do this sacrifice. Why? Because the wages of sin is what? The wages of sin is what?
Death.
And how does God purge things? Leviticus 9:22 tells us that without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. That all things are purged by blood. And because the life of the soul is in the blood. Amen. And it makes sense that if you kill somebody, you should be killed. In my mind, it makes sense. Why? Because you took somebody's life, you need to pay for that life. Now, there are plenty of ways to have mercy. Don't misunderstand me. But I'm just saying, if I walked up and your son was standing there, let's say you all had a son, and I just shot him cold blood. Your mind could not let it go, could it? It's like, oh, he's dead. All right. What's for dinner? Why? Because that's a life. How precious is human life? Right? Am I right? Am I the only one here? So something has to be done. All right? We put on our website testimony after testimony of people who have forgiven murderers, people that killed their children, people that killed this person, people that killed that. Why? Because I believe it's important to understand that the blood even goes that far to forgive a murderer. Amen. And that's an amazing thing. Only the blood could do that. But the blood has been shed. And here we're going to talk about harmony here. We're talking about praying the prayer of agreement. But I saw something as we were worshiping the Lord. He says, "How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God," watch this, "purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God." You know why people don't serve God? It's because they don't know about the blood. That's why they hold back. They don't have a strong enough revelation of the blood. When you have a revelation of the blood, you can't hold things back. To serve the living God. Why serve the living God? I got too much to do. I got time. I got places to go, people to see, things to do. I've got dear Lord, where's my day timer? Where's my smartphone that I could fill up with all kinds of events? There's a ball game on right now. More than one. There's always a ball game on when you think about it. Remember back in the old days? They played on Sunday football. That's it. They played on Sunday. There was no Monday night football. There was no Thursday night football. There were no college was on Saturday, pros on Sunday. That's it. But now there's everywhere. Anyway, I digress. The point is, he said, "You, when your conscience is purged, you will serve the living God." You won't just come and say hi to God. You won't give God a tip. You serve Him. You serve Him. What do? I serve God. What are you known for? Serving God. I serve the living God. He's not dead. He's alive. Risen from the dead, and I serve Him. I serve Him 24 hours a day. Spirit, soul, body. Financially, socially, I serve the living God. Amen? Did you find that scripture, sister? That sounds right. Okay, let's go to Hebrews 12. Now remember, you have to go back in the book of Genesis when Cain and Abel were the first children born. And Cain brought an offering. Abel brought an offering. God had respect to Abel's offering because he brought the prescribed tenth part. He tithed of the animal that God had prescribed. Cain gave of his labors, but it was not a blood sacrifice. God had respect to Abel's sacrifice. These two boys both knew what God wanted. One did his best, the other one did what God wanted. Your best is not good enough. My best is not good enough. What God wants is good enough. Somebody say amen. And so Cain killed Abel. The Bible says in the book of Genesis that Abel's blood cried from the ground. Wonder what it was crying. God was looking for Cain. And Cain said, "What do you want with me? Am I my brother's keeper?" That shows you right there his attitude. His attitude was not, "Oh Lord, what would you have me do?" No, he was defensive immediately. "Am I my brother's keeper?" The answer to that is yes. But that blood could not go unnoticed. God had to notice that blood. Amen. And so that blood cried for judgment on Cain's life. The curse was placed on Cain. So we read here in Hebrews chapter 12, he's talking about the fact that we have gone through the Old Testament. We've gone through all kinds of things that God spoke of in the Old Testament and was reaching down to speak to Israel in a carnal way, such as blood sacrifices. Those are carnal. God says, "Hey, I wasn't pleased with these sacrifices, but they are good enough until Jesus could come." It's kind of like paper money. Paper money's okay, but there's a standard behind it that's better. Okay? And so when the Lord came, he says in verse 23, "We've come to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to the God of the judge of all, the spirits of just men made perfect." And to Jesus, not to blood sacrifices anymore, not to types and shadows anymore, not to the tabernacle made in the wilderness built with man's hands. We're coming to Jesus, the Son of the living God. We don't have types and shadows anymore. We have the real thing. Somebody say amen. Yeah. And so he says, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling. Now watch this. That speaks of better things than that of Abel. Abel's blood cried from the ground. It cried for judgment. Because sin had occurred. And you couldn't just look past that. You couldn't skip over it. It demanded judgment. Well, Jesus, when he came, he spilled his blood. And he was judged on that cross. He took the sin of the world. It's hard for us. We hear this all the time. But I mean, he took the whole sin. Your whole sin, my whole sin, everybody's whole sin. That's why God committed to us not the word of damnation. You better repent or you're going to hell. That's not our message. He committed to the church The word of what? Reconciliation. Somebody say it out loud, please.
Reconciliation.
He committed to us the word of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians 5. Reconciliation. God is not counting our trespasses against us. That is an amazing statement. How could that be so? He said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. All things are of God, who hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. To wit, or to know that God was personally present in Christ, not counting the sins against us, reconciling the world unto himself. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, beseeching the world, be reconciled to God. That's our message. Amen. Be reconciled to God. When you have reconciliation, there is no disagreement. Hallelujah. Can somebody say amen?
Yeah.
When you are reconciled, this person over here are separated because of sin. Sin separates. You say, no, we just disagreed. No, it's sin. I promise you. No, we just disagreed. No, it's sin. Why? The Bible said to walk in brotherly love, endeavoring to keep the bond of the Spirit, the unity of the faith. Endeavoring to keep unity. 1 Corinthians 1:10, how many of you remember that from this morning? Listen to this. This is what we're mandated to do. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing. How can you all speak the same thing? That there be no divisions among you. That you be perfectly, listen to this, perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. Now how is that possible? You don't even have that in your house. You're supposed to have that in church. Now I'm playing around. We have it in our homes, but not maybe as perfectly as God wants. Well, he's just so stubborn. I don't know. She's just got her own agenda. She just, whoo. There's all these little things. But what if that blood that speaks of better things, come on now, that blood that's speaking better things, how many of you want better things?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, come on now. I don't want that other blood that speaks of the Abel's blood. I don't want that blood that's speaking of judgment. It's easy to do that. Well, I got four things against you. And here's Abel's blood, just blup, 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 blup. What about the blood that speaks of better things? This is amazing. Speak the same thing, no divisions. Perfectly joined together, the same mind, same judgment. Well, you know, if everybody agreed with me, it'd be easy. Just agree with me. But that's not what he's talking about. He's not talking about somebody be the Pope and take over everybody's life and we all become robots and believe in one person. He's saying, let's agree on this. Let's agree that the blood of Jesus is the better covenant. Let's agree that God has made total reconciliation. When that blood is shed, because the blood reconciles us, these two people can come like this because of the work of the cross and be perfectly joined together in Christ. Same heart, same mind, same love. Why? Because we're building on a better covenant established upon better promises because a better blood is speaking. Are you here? And if you and I will take communion and really mean it and let it get into us, then suddenly there's a transformation that takes place. Paul calls it the renewing of your mind. And you begin to think a thought that's a higher thought. And you begin to walk in a way that's a higher way. And you go, wow, I'm being transformed. By God's power. The power of the blood is transforming me. And suddenly, all things are possible. And this little thing comes up and says, Oh, there's a sin over there. Sin, 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 sin. Well, 1 John says that if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from what? Sin. All sin. 1 John 1:7. You put it up there, Vic? We're not going to be much longer here. We're getting ready to take off. We're going to get into the stratosphere of faith, hope, and love.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Strap your seatbelts, man, because we're going to go fast. Hallelujah. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship. Come on, everybody say it.
Fellowship.
Come on, say it again.
Fellowship.
Fellowship is unity. It's joint participation. What's the Greek word? You remember it? Huh? Koinonia. It's the Greek word. It was taught on for, I don't know, there was about a 10-year period. You ever heard everybody say koinonia? Anyway, it's koinonia, which means joint participation. Not just one person saying something and everybody agrees with it. We all agree. That's why there's no fellowship outside of God's word. The Ku Klux Klan, when they get together, you know what? They're agreeing on things. And they wear these stupid little hats and these little crazy things. And they're agreeing on something that holds them together. Well, throughout the years, you know, it's a satanic organization. But they've gone down in numbers and they get back up. They go down, they get back. Why? Because there's something that comes along that causes them to come back together. Well, that's not the Church of Jesus Christ. That's the powers of darkness. All these organizations that are in the world, they agree on something. That's what brings them together. The church should be the most united group of people in the world. And we should break fellowship for nothing. Why? Because the blood never changes. Never changes. Never, ever changes. Glory to God. He said, if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, then we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, what? Come on, one, two, three. One, two, three. Okay, let's do it together. One, two, three. Cleanses us. How much sin? You know, that's a lot of sin. All. This guy is... he's gone too. Praise the Lord. Somebody uses it and they... a gorilla must have used it. All sin. All sin. The one you want to talk about. The one everybody else wants to talk about. The one you want to think about. The one you want to tell someone else about. I mean, this is God's word. It either is or it isn't. That's why fellowship gets broken. We talk about sin. We talk about things, and then someone hears about it, and praying, oh. And then fellowship is lost. Trust is lost. Well, guess what? Even at that point, you can be forgiven. Amen? Yeah, even at that point, you can be forgiven. We have fellowship one with another. The blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Verse 8. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. See, we acknowledge our sin. He's not saying here we skate over it. No, no, no. You acknowledge it. If we confess our sins, everybody say confess.
Yes.
He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You do have to, sin is out of your life by way of the mouth. If you confess, that's talking about your mouth and your heart agreeing that this is sin. I confess this sin. You know, if we're bound up by something, we say, Lord, please forgive me. I think we should do it even closer than, you know, more specific. Lord, forgive me for this sin and tell it. Call it what it is. You know, I stole some cheese off the moon. Please forgive me. So you got to tell God it was the cheese on the moon you stole. All right? So he says, he cleanses us from all. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. I love this next scripture here. My little children, these things I write unto you that you sin not. In other words, there's power over sin. You don't have to be in sin all the time. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, even Jesus Christ the righteous. So we have an advocate with the Father, even Jesus Christ the righteous. Isn't that right? Amen. So that harmony and fellowship is not broken in the body of Christ and in your home and in your life and in your marriage and in your kids, whatever it is. Now let's close this up with one more scripture. Let's go to Matthew chapter 18. This is where we were this morning, Matthew 18. Hallelujah to Jesus. Remember, the blood of Jesus speaks of better things. The blood of Jesus speaks of better things. The blood of Jesus speaks of better things. Who gets the last word? You guys are really active tonight. Who gets the last word? I hope it's Jesus. Praise the Lord. You don't sound too sure of yourself. Jesus gets the last word. You can have an opinion. I can have an opinion. We can all talk. We can get on a talk show and talk. You can get on Jerry Springer and talk. And just drag it through the mud. Some churches do it. Matthew 18, verse 19. Again, I say to you, If two of you shall agree on earth. He's talking about earthlings. Somebody said, well, God has all the power. Yeah, he does, but he gave it to us. He gave it to us. Only God can change this. That's half true. God and us. God needs our agreement. That's all I'm saying. He needs us to agree with him. Amen? Does that make sense? I said, does that make sense? Then he needs for us to agree with each other. That's the formula. That's the equation that God set up. Formula is a bad word, but that's the ingredients. God has a thought. I agree with God, and then we agree with each other. Amen. And we're not talking about Ku Klux Klan. We're not talking about, you know, saving the rainforest. We're talking about preaching the gospel here. That's what we preach, is the gospel. So that's a safe place to agree. Okay? We're not going to raise money for saving whales. Okay? We're going to save people. So that's what we preach here. That's what we agree on. We agree on the gospel. That's our message. Hallelujah to God. We're ambassadors for Christ. He said, So he says, again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth, that's just talking about two earth people, as touching anything that they shall ask. Oh, there's a lot of things. If Jesus was standing right here and said, what do you need? Oh, Jesus. Oh, thank you for asking, because I can tell you exactly what I need. He said, it's no better for two of you to agree. Yes or no? Would it be better if Jesus was here? Not according to him. He said, it's better for you that I go. Now, I have a hard time understanding that. Lord, how could it be better for you to go? He said, if I don't go, I can't give you the Holy Spirit. How many of you would like to get an appointment with Jesus in Jerusalem? How hard do you think that would be? His Facebook would be like all over this planet. I don't think he could, you know, text back your little message. There's too many people. 6 billion people talking to the Lord. Come on now. That's what it would be like. Trying to see Jesus. But by the Holy Spirit, we all have his personal attention. I don't understand that, but I believe it. Now let's close by saying this. The word agree means to harmonize, to make a symphony. I like what the Amplified says. It says, if two of you on earth agree, harmonize together, make a symphony together about whatever, anything and everything they may ask, it will come to pass and be done for them by my Father which is in heaven. Which means God doesn't need a ton of human resources, he needs a ton of human agreement. Yeah. Agreement will have more power than ability. Agreement has more power, more collective power than any natural resource we could come up with. That's absolutely the truth. That's why sometimes the puniest little team can beat the big giant, because that team is together and they can get it done. They can get it done. Church, if we will be so in love with Jesus and let his blood speak of those better things to us. Oh, there's so many better things that he can speak to us than the blood of Abel. For your family. We have problems in my family. Guess what? The blood speaks a better word to your family. I have a problem in my church. Guess what? The blood speaks a better word. I have a problem on my job. Guess what? The blood has a better word. There's something better in the blood for your life. Hallelujah to Jesus. Let's just lift our hands and thank him for that right now. Let the Spirit of God speak to your heart. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for that better word. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus speaks of better things. Lord, I praise you and thank you for every marriage, for the better word to come to those marriages. I thank you for the children at home, God, that there's a better word for us to hang on than some complaint or something we see. Lord, there's a prophetic word, a word of prophecy that comes from your Spirit. Hallelujah. Concerning our job situation. Hallelujah. Concerning our financial situation. Lord, there's a better word being spoken. And God, we want to come together and we want to agree with you and we want to agree with one another. Hallelujah. That these better things will come to pass in our life, God. Hallelujah to Jesus. That, Lord, you said that if we agree as touching anything we shall ask, it shall come to pass. Oh, by my Father which is in heaven. Lord, those are your words, and we take you at your word. By our Father which is in heaven. I want us to stand up. Come on, let's stand up and just lift up holy hands. Hallelujah. I want you to stretch your faith to God right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Put away any doubt. Put away any fear. Put away. Let that better word speak to your heart and put something on the inside of you that changes the way you think, changes the way you talk, changes the way you walk. Oh, Father, we bless your name. Hallelujah to God. Blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be your name. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Your blood says everything, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Sherry, come on up here, sweets. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise the name of Jesus. Come on, praise him, church. Hallelujah to God. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Oh, sambra bakara, sambra bakara. Blessed be your holy name.